Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. Takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about some of the different designations given in Titus for the pastor of the church. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
You get a family, for an example, of five children. And five children, they will have disagreements. They'll have disagreements with one another, and they'll have disagreement almost in a unanimous way about discipline. And they'll think, well, what's wrong with Daddy? He's just too old-fashioned. But still, Daddy does it. You see, that's God's way. He's got to do it God's way. He's got to discipline whether the kids like it or not. He's got to take a stand in church whether people like it or not. He's got a stand, but the stand he takes must be biblical. It must be on the word of God, but he's got a biblical responsibility. Therefore, his only philosophy should say, what saith the Lord? It's not some religious college that says, the psychology of this day, we should do this. You know, we live in a different era. I don't see things getting better. There are advancements in technology and other things, but not in wisdom. That's a far cry from actual truth. Now, think about the different designations for the office of pastor. Elder seems to have to do with the dignity and maintaining of the office. For an example, when you say an elder, usually about the only thing you think about is some old guy. Right? And there are times when the scriptures is referring to an older person. But also know that even if it's referring to an older person, it's an idea of respect and dignity that is owed that older person, for he should have it from you. So again, we see that as an older person, he should have the experience that has taught him wisdom and given him understanding. And so therefore, an elder has to do with dignity, the dignity of the office, and exercising the wisdom of God in being in charge of that office. Pastor is more in line with feeding the flock. Now you'll notice that this is pretty well true, for an example, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and then chapter 3, verse 16 through chapter 4, verse 4. No, chapter 2, verse 15. He says what? He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, that was addressed to Timothy, also a young pastor. Then, when you got chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God is profitable for what? Reproof. But first is for doctrine, then for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. But then when you get to the next chapter, go through verse 4, he starts a chapter out saying he charged him. This was a command before God, meaning he would be called to account for this in verse 1. to preach the word. And then he was told how to preach the word. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering, doctrine, and authority. Now, you get upset with a preacher that reproves or rebukes, then what you're upset with is him preaching the way God told him he's supposed to preach. And if that's a problem for you, then you've got the problem, not the preacher. So understand, you can be upset with that preacher all you want to be, but if he's doing it God's way and it's the word that he's preaching, then you would be wise instead of ignorant to listen and take in all that you can get from that. And do like the people at Berea did in Acts 17:11. They were commended for it. The apostle Paul's one who's preaching, and yet with Paul preaching, he says that the people at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica in that they searched the scriptures to see if those things were so. They were searching scriptures to see if what Paul said was true. Now, if something, a preacher gives you something you hear on this broadcast, rubs you the wrong way, see, check the scriptures and see if it's so. See if it's so. If it is so, then maybe you've held onto a wrong opinion. Now, so the duty of a pastor is to have deep study into the Word of God, because we know that one of the great signs of the last day. Now, we talk about the last day signs, the alignment of nations, and we see, for example, in Ezekiel 38, how they seem to be lining up. And in this day, and then we think of Israel back in the land in 1948, then in 1967 back in Jerusalem, and even now Jerusalem being called the capital of Israel. Well, people are saying, man, the Lord's got to come soon, and it could come soon. But one of the most evident signs that doesn't get mentioned is that they would not endure sound doctrine. That's why you have a contemporary movement. That's why things got to be rocking and rolling in a church. It's got to be entertainment. It's got to be dressed down. It's got to dress like the world does, with women singing that are dressing like the harlot does. And so you get those things going on in a local church. That's not a church. I had the opportunity to witness to a young lady on a plane ride. We were flying from, I'd just been at a conference, and she had, in her duty as in the work she did in the medical field, she was leaving there because of, it was time to leave. It was over. It was time to go on to her next spot, I guess, or go home. But I got on the back of that jet, and I was so happy because I was by myself and I could just stretch out and relax. And the stewardess comes back and says, sir, you got to move. I said, well, this is the seat. I believe I was assigned. Yes, sir, it is. But, when they say but, there comes a problem. But they need you to move so that we can adjust the weight of the jet. Now, when she said that, I thought, so I'm the fat guy. You got everybody on the left, and you want me to sit on the right. At least I'm sitting on the right. But so they took me up to the near the front. It's almost the business section where it's a lot nicer, but it was right next to it. It was right next to it. The seat in front of me was business section. But the nice thing, it was a seat where I could stretch out my feet, you know, my legs, and oh, I enjoyed that. But the little track we have, it's on my website, God's Plan of Salvation. Matter of fact, it even has a QR card. And I told her, I said, when I sat down, there's a young lady sitting there that medical lady. I says, ma'am, I wrote this, and I'd like for you to read it because what's in there changed my life. And then I sat down there and opened my satchel and started going over a sermon. But I kept looking out the corner of my eye, and sure enough, she got off her little laptop computer she was doing her business on and started reading it. And so I just kept on looking at my notes until she got done, and I gave her a chance to close up her computer and read that entire thing. And when she got done reading, and I closed up my notes and put things away, and I says, well, what do you think? She says, that's it. I've missed it. And she told me how when she was a little girl, she was at this camp, and they had all a bunch of kids go forward and say this prayer, and you're going to heaven, you know. And who wants to go to hell? So, you know, she says, I was praying that prayer, but I had no idea what I was doing, what everything else. But all the kids were doing it, so I thought I'd better do it too. Yes, lady goes on, enters the medical field. And then she said, this is what I needed. That was it. She said, I started looking a few months ago about something missing in my life. And she says, I started searching. I thought, well, you know, back there that time, I was at that camp, and so maybe I need to go to church. So she said, I went to church. And she says, but I still don't have it yet, but this showed me, and she got saved there. But here's the thing. I started telling her, now, church you look for, and I told her about a fundamental broadcasting network and getting on there. I told her also about look for a church. I says, Google it and find Church Independent Baptist. Not just any Baptist, Independent Baptist. Make sure they use a King James Bible. Make sure that their music's not this rock and roll music with the strobe lights and all that. She said, that's it. I said, that's what? She says, I went to that church and they had that music, everything else. And she says, I haven't been back since that one time I was going back. I was searching for something, but I thought, well, this is just like the nightclubs I go to. Why do I want to go here? Wow. That was something, wasn't it? Well, I praise God she got saved, and I don't know. I never heard from her again or everything. I told her my website and everything else is right there on that, but never heard from her again. And who knows? She may have gone to be with the Lord the next day. I don't know. And if she did, she went in ready. But she got a witness. Now, that is our duty, is to have sound doctrine. Now, they don't endure sound doctrine. So the pastor has a great responsibility that regardless of the rebellion, regardless if they fire him, my goodness, if you get fired in the church, then, but it's because you're preaching the word, you're staying true to the word, then go to another part of town and start another church until the Lord tells you to move from that town and go somewhere else. And then you do it. Now, the duty is to keep the study of the word important to you. And you preach what you learn from God in His Word. You ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. You study it. You get to know it. And you preach it. Young pastors, I tell when I go to a college and I speak at a college, and they'll have me speak to the preacher boys, I'll say, now remember, you're going to be a student the rest of your life. If you don't study that Word every day, you're not in it. Don't get to know it better than anybody else in your church. You're not going to be very much of a pastor. You're just going to be a paid employee. And that's the truth. Now, we look at how important this is to God when you get to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, talking about what the Lord did. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now, understand, each of those are different offices. An evangelist is not the office of a pastor. An apostle, although Paul and that group were pastors, but they were first an apostle.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my